The official Lebanese reply to the French initiative, aimed at ending the raging war between Hezbollah and Israel in southern Lebanon, lacked detailed input regarding the initiative's implementation in three stages, notably a ceasefire, withdrawal of Hezbollah's armed forces to the north of the Litani River, and settlement of border disputes at the 13 contested points. According to French sources, the response was general in nature, yet it represented the first official document regarding Lebanon's position over developments in the south and the dispute with Israel. Hence, Lebanon's position was no longer spelled out exclusively by Hezbollah's Secretary General. Moreover, the Lebanese response expressed readiness to negotiate at the right time, specifically after the conclusion of the war in the Gaza Strip. It emphasized the necessity of Israel's withdrawal from territories that Lebanon still considered occupied, including the Sheba Farms and Kfar Shuba Hills, as well as the cessation of Israeli violations on land, sea, and air. Additionally, it underscored Lebanon's commitment to Resolution 1701 and its implementation, highlighting the need for mutual efforts from both Lebanon and Israel to help establish sole state control over the area south of the Litani River through the Lebanese Army, LAF, in cooperation with UNIFIL. In its response, Lebanon abstained from mentioning Hezbollah's perspective on the initiative, yet it affirmed Lebanon's right to self-defense while holding Israel responsible for failing to implement Resolution 1701. The French authorities will be communicating the Lebanese response to the Israeli side for their review and potential feedback, and they could use it to build on and refine ideas to include in the initiative. The objective is to ensure that once a ceasefire agreement is reached, preparations are in motion for negotiations aimed at achieving a lasting settlement between Lebanon and Israel.